Day 6. The sixth step of the divine will in the Queen of Heaven. After the triumph in the test, the possession. The soul to the Virgin. Queen Mama, I see that you are waiting for me again, and stretching out your hand toward me, you take me on your knees and press me to your heart, to let me feel the life of that divine fiat which you possess. Oh, how refreshing is its warmth, how penetrating its light. Oh, please, holy mama, if you love me so much, plunge the little atom of my soul into that sun of the divine will which you conceal, so that I too may be able to say, my will is ended. It will have life no more. My life will be the divine will. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. Dearest child, trust your mama and pay attention to my lessons. They will serve you to make you abhor your will, and to make you long within yourself for that holy fiat whose life I so much yearn to form in you. My child, you must know that the divinity was assured about me through the test it wanted. While everyone believes that I did not have any test, and that it was enough for God to make the great portent he made of me, of conceiving me without original sin. Oh, how they deceive themselves! On the contrary, he asked of me a proof which he has asked of no one. And he did this with justice and with highest wisdom, because since the eternal word was to descend into me, not only was it not decorous that he find in me the original sin, but it was also not decorous for him to find in me a human will operating. It would have been too unseemly for God to descend into a creature in whom reigned the human will. And this is why he wanted from me, as proof, and for my whole life, my will, in order to secure the kingdom of the divine will within my soul. Once he secured this in me, God could do with me whatever he wanted. He could give me anything, and I can say that he could deny me nothing. For now, let us go back to the point we reached. I will reserve the narration of what this divine will did in me during the course of my lessons. Now listen, my child. After the triumph in the test, the divine fiat took the sixth step in my soul by having me take possession of all of the divine properties, as much as it is possible and imaginable for the creature. Everything was mine, heaven, earth, and even God himself, whose very will I possessed. I felt I was the possessor of divine sanctity, of love, of beauty, power, wisdom, and goodness. I felt I was queen of everything. Nor did I feel a stranger in the house of my celestial father. I felt vividly his paternity and the supreme happiness of being his faithful daughter. I can say that I grew up on the paternal knees of God, nor did I know other love or other science but that which my Creator administered to me. Who can tell you what this divine will did in me? It elevated me so high. It embellished me so much that the very angels remain mute, nor do they know where to begin to speak about me. Now, my dearest child, You must know that, as soon as the divine fiat had me take possession of everything, I felt myself the possessor of everything and of everyone. With its power, immensity, and all-seeingness, the divine will enclosed all creatures in my soul. And I felt a little place in my maternal heart for each one of them. From the moment I was conceived, I carried you in my heart, and oh, how much I loved you, and I love you. I loved you so much that I acted as your mother before God. My prayers, my sighs, were for you. And in the delirium of mother, I said, oh, how I wish to see my child possessor of everything, just as I am. Therefore, listen to your mama. Do not want to recognize your human will anymore. If you do so, everything will be in common between me and you. You will have a divine strength in your power. All things will turn into divine sanctity, love, and beauty. And in the ardor of my love, just as the Most High sang my praises, all beautiful, all holy, all pure are you, O Mary. I will say, beautiful, pure, and holy is my child, because she possesses the divine will. The soul. Queen of Heaven, I too hail you. All beautiful, pure, and holy is my celestial mama. Oh, please, I pray you, if you have a place for me in your maternal heart, oh, please, enclose me in it. So I will be sure that I will not do my will anymore, but always that of God. And we, mother and child, will both be happy.